Tony Windsor, thanks for joining us. You've been all over the media the last couple of weeks. How does it feel finally that you've decided which party's going to take government? You can take some time off, I presume.
Yeah, I'd love some time off. I mean, I am so tired of all this stuff, and a man of my age is so old. I mean, I was born in 1921. I've been in the parliament almost 70 years now.
You sure? I don't think that's... I mean, Wikipedia says you were born in 1950.
I don't even know what you're talking about there, but my father, he worked in the coal mines. His father worked in the coal mines, and his father played the violin.
So you said one of the major issues that helped you go for Labour was their broadband policy.
Admittedly, I was just trying to get the thing finished because I just needed a nap. They had me locked in a room with Bob Catter for 8 hours a day, and you would do anything to get out of that situation.
Do you like their broadband plan or not?
I don't even know what broadband is, to be honest. And basically, I signed whatever they put in front of me.
But you said at your press conference on Tuesday that if you're going to go with broadband, you've got to do it right, and you've got to do it with fibre. These are your words, Mr. Windsor.
Well, fibre's a very important part of my life. I mean, it keeps me regular. And that is very important. At my age, to have regular bowel movements is something that is important to the people of New England and the people of Australia. And I don't think you can argue with that.
How do you think your constituents in your electorate of New England are going to feel with you going with a Labour government?
There's a New England?
Well, yeah, it's the name of your electorate in New South Wales.
There's a New South Wales? Look, when I'm speaking to the people of my electorate of New England, most of the time I just nod because I am that hard of hearing. I cannot hear a word they say, let alone listen to the issues that they have. God, I'm so old.
So I guess you must be looking forward to getting back home and seeing the wife and kids, eh?
What is that you're holding in your hand? Is that some sort of telephone?
That's a microphone. I've been holding that the whole time. That's we're recording this interview.
Could I call my wife on that? My wife, Lynn, I just want to make sure she's put the chicken on. I do like chicken.
No, hello? She can't hear you.
Lynn?
No, I'm not broadcasting.
Have you put the chicken on? Lynn? I can't hear her. Ah, God, I'm old. I'm so old.
Tony Windsor, thank you. That's probably enough.